Good afternoon, Audio Boo. We are in Greggs and we're up Cotmondy, as we call it. Oh, it's quite a big roll. And I've got a tuna crunch baguette and a latte. And what have you got, darling? What? Scone. We've got some stuff for Ronan here as well to take home. Well, it's huge. We might be able to have half of this. What have you got there? Scone.
Double cream. Mm.
Mm-mm. I've just been to the hairdressers. And we decided to come and sit in here, because you can now. It used to just be like a takeaway baker's, but now we can sit down. So while I'm eating this, I'll just let you hear some of the atmosphere. What's the matter?
This person is fucked up.
Well, I knew you wouldn't like it.
What's it supposed to be for? Is it medicine or something?
It's coffee.
It's
got espresso, but it's the tiniest little cup.
It's not even full. Less than half. You know what reminds me of? What is military doctors in Africa give to you when you're sick? Like vomit or something.
I've got a latte. Why is it so small?
You want to try it?
No.
You like it?
Let me smell it. It's very strong. It's only tiny, you can drink that.
What's the cost of it? Why do people drink this?
Because I enjoy it.
It's shit for them to drink, but I enjoy it too.
You can have some of my latte if you want. I think you'd like that better. Except it's got no sugar in it. You should put sugar in that.
I'm sugar in it, right?
Mm. I don't take sugar, but that would improve it slightly. For you.
Oh, five sugars.
The cup's about how many inches would you say that cup is?
Give me a hand. Oh,
your hand
has got sugar in it.
It hasn't got shit on it. Say things like that, my Audio Boo.
Check it out.
No, it's about 3 inches high.
No, that's it. This is where it is, isn't it? You see, from here to here. That's
and
where it's got it.
About half an inch full. I have not got shit on my hands, it's crumbs off my roll.
Oh boy. The paper just fell into the espresso.
It's not your day.
Huh?
It's not your day. Well, it is your day. Because you had that good news from Narek, didn't you?
Sure, where did I put it?
Where have you put it?
Maybe it would be in that bag. I'm sure I come something like that. I'll have a look.
I don't know why you brought it with you, really.
I didn't know what was inside. I thought maybe like KUK shit.
You got it?
Put sugar in this shit.
All right. Language on my Audio Boo.
Never have I ever been an expression on my language.
I told you you wouldn't like it. You said, yeah, hell yeah.
It sounds like a good name, Espresso. All right.
They might do... Excuse me talking with my mouth full. They might do... I've done hot chocolate in here. You would have liked that better. Is there a fan in here?
Yeah, maybe, I don't know.
Because I can feel a breeze, and I don't think it's coming from outside, because it's not really breezy, is it?
It'll be cool out there. Oh, the door's left open.
Yeah, I know. They always have the door open, they always have done.
It's a sign. It says wet floor, caution. But the floor's not wet.
They probably always have that. Anyway, the letter he had was from, where was it from? UK Narrick. And it's confirmed that his BSc that he got in Nigeria is the equivalent to the same here. And he wants to go into teaching, so that's good. But you have to have it verified like that to make sure it's the same qualification. But it is. So that's really good news. Really good news. Pardon me, the latte is not bad. I've had nicer ones, but it's all right.
Yeah, I'll ring Bill and ask Bill what up.
Ask ring who?
No.
Who?
John.
Oh, okay. What time is it?
7 to 4.
You better hurry up, haven't you?
No, I'll ask him. I'll ask him. I have to put him, right?
You booked it for 4:30, didn't you?
Yeah, I mean, he might have forgotten.
I really won't know, don't.
Hello, happy afternoon.
Who's an alien?
I can't hear you. You're half.
Yeah, 4:30, right? I'll see you 4:30, right? Oh, 4:30. I'll see you 4:30. All right, then. Good. Thank you. All right.
Sure. You sound like a darling. I've always said you were an alien, didn't I?
I'm
just
falling apart.
Huh?
You've got a 4:40 or something. What if I speak to him? If I speak to him?
It does help if you don't talk with your mouth full. Because I can't understand you with your mouth full. Sometimes you go, whoa, 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 and I go, what?
You want some espresso? You want some espresso?
No, thank you.
It's really very nice.
I don't want it.
I promise you it's very nice. Try it.
No, I don't want it, darling.
No, a little bit.
I don't want it.
Just it.
No. No.
I'm putting your latte.
No, out. Don't wind me up. I don't want it.
I have to close my eyes and stop breathing before I drink it.
Don't drink it. Tell him it was disgusting. You know, so go and tell him it was disgusting.
Well, this size is meant to be, right?
Yeah, but look. I don't know why it's in such a small thing as that. It's such a rip-off. How much was that?
I have to look at the receipts now.
Maybe people can't stomach any more than that amount.
It's a beautiful name for a ship.
Next time you need to go to the toilet, so I'm going to go and do an espresso. That could be our code name for it. When we're out, if I need to go to the toilet, I'll say I need an espresso. Espresso. Don't forget your Maltesers.
I'm having it right now.
Oh.
Love a shit.
Was the scone nice?
Yeah, not bad. How's your roof?
Nice. One day we'll have to go to the prof tea rooms. And you can have a proper English cream tea. Oh dear.
No, no.
There used to be a counter where we're sitting.
Really?
Mm. And the cakes used to be in the window over there. The sandwiches have always been over there, but they had two counters. They had the counter there, and then it came all the way round down this wall. That was all the counter as well.
Good idea.
What?
Clean up. For now, to have a place for people to sit down.
Yeah.
And pay more. And make more money for the company.
Yeah.
But the counter brand being here, it's all a waste of space. Let's try it.
How many people they got working behind the counter?
Two.
Yeah, they always had two or three. Says, I don't like donuts, and then he asks for a cream donut.
Yeah, I don't like steak pie. I like steak pie last night.
Hmm?
So I don't like steak pies.
And then he had steak pie for his dinner. But we had fish pie. And it was lovely. Wasn't it, Divi? Huh?
Best one ever.
Yeah, best one ever. Made by me. Tonight we've got roast chicken. I put it on Facebook when I came back after the fire, when I came back home. just get home and you'll have to go straight out on your driving lesson. Feel my hands, they're freezing. That one is.
You're an espresso. You're an espresso.
No, that means something else now, remember?
Oh, no.
And I don't. Thank you very much.
I told you about yesterday when I was going to Brahma yesterday.
What about it?
Now, I sat on the top of the bus. What do you call that?
Top deck. Or just upstairs.
Okay, I sat upstairs, the top deck, at the front, extreme right.
Yeah.
First row.
Above where the driver is.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What did you do that for?
Oh dear. I didn't mean to. My foot moved the table and it tipped over. Live on audio, boo.
Let's go for them and compare it up.
Oh, well, go and tell them.
What?
I said go and tell them, don't just leave it. Sorry. I just put my foot on that thing and the table shot forward.
Want another one?
Huh?
Want another one?
No. I've drunk half of it. I can always have one when I get home. Live on audio though. Yeah, what happened on the top deck? Luckily it didn't go over my phone, it all went off the floor.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm very slippy.
Sorry about that.
It doesn't kill you, make you
I just put my foot on that thing and the table shot forward. No, it's all right, thanks.
Sure.
Yeah.
Is it free? I'll have it.
Yeah, I'll get you one if you want another one.
I'll just have a small one then, please.
Yeah, well, I'll
yes, please.
And my foot will fell down too.
You can spill yours.
I feel that. No. Thank you.
Sorry about that.
It's all
right. I was enjoying the view. No. It was all night, got up there, see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The nigga came in, black nigga, you know?
Yeah.
Nigga smelled of cigarettes.
Yeah.
His eyes were big and brown, you know, and this nigga was like, you know, so like, and...
What do you mean they were big and brown? Aren't they normally?
Eyes. You got niggas with white eyes, right?
Huh?
So, people have white eyes.
White eyes?
Yeah, white cornea, the white of the eyes.
Oh, okay.
These were really brown, like niggas were smoking. And the smell of cigarettes.
Okay.
Now, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Be careful you get up, it's a bit slippery.
All right, I'll go the other way. I just hope no one else falls over. So what happened?
Yeah. Turn on to the other side now. We're going. That briefing off and on. Open my eyes. I don't know where that period was. I was yesterday was kind of a bit of heavy day, you know.
Yeah.
Pardon?
So it would be. You've been up all night before. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Merci beaucoup. You know. And
I nearly knocked you up.
You got a whip this time, I tell you.
Alright. Do you want some?
I looked to my right. I just opened my eyes from sleep, you know. Looked to my right. I saw a lady come out of the shop, come smoke. She had a cigarette in her hand.
Yeah.
Come smoke. She was on the other side of the road. Now, she was wearing a gown, a dress, or a gold dress. And I'll say something like around here. This is where I stop now. Alright?
It's like halfway down the thigh.
Yeah. And it was a completely see-through. She walked in a that's like a nail shop or something like that, a salon, female shape.
Typical empty-headed slut.
Now, she got white pants on.
Yeah.
You can see everything. All you could actually see was the pants and the bra. It wasn't the pants that covered her ass. It was like the pants that was in the middle of her ass. Like,
yeah,
just
G-string.
Print. So you're literally looking at her ass. I just woke up and I just woke up to that size.
That's nice for you.
I just turned my head and I saw the nigga with the big eyeballs. He was on the other side of me, which was my left. and this show was on my right.
Yeah.
He was stretching his head to look over me to see that shit down there.
I bet he was.
And then I said, oh, you enjoyed the show, right? He said, oh, yeah, good show, but it's all rubbish. But he was still looking at it. It's all rubbish, but he was just trying to look at it. Oh, boy. Anyway, the boss moved away.
It's rubbish.
Oh, yeah, good show, but it's all rubbish. All rubbish, but he was too stressed.
Yeah, exactly. He still nearly broke his neck to see it. I think that's what they call rubbernecking. You know when there's an accident on the motorway or somewhere, all the cars stop and people are sticking their neck out like that to look to see what's happened, and it causes more of a hold up.
That woman that sold shit for me at the court, then she just closed, she just passed right now.
Yeah.
She just passed and she's gone home. She closed at the court.
What, the one, the co-op here?
Yeah, the co-op, the one that sold what I just bought from the
court. Oh, okay.
Not bad, she's going home. Me and my clothes.
She probably did 8 to 4 or something like that, or 10 to 4.
Yeah, just like that.
I know most of them in there. They've worked in there for years.
I have been bugging the job for a while here as well.
What?
And I've been bugging the job for a while here.
Yeah, true.
Didn't they know you and all that, see what I'm saying?
Especially now he's got his Oyster cards for another year, which we didn't think he did. That's really good. We're in Cotmondine, everybody.
Hey, come get off.
Huh?
Come and get us.
We're up Cotmondine, as we say. We're going up Cotmondine. Cotmondine's changed a lot over the years, but the co-ops, I can remember the day the co-op opened, it was a long time ago. Someone famous came to open it.
What?
The co-op.
Yeah.
Huh?
Who's that?
Someone called Huey Green. He's dead now.
His leg actually lives on. His leg actually lives on.
Yeah. What's the Aaron? What do you remember him for? Oh, he opened the local co-op. He was quite famous at the time, though. I don't know why he came to open the co-op. Of course, we all came to see it.
Not the court.
Yeah.
Not the court, but just him.
Yeah.
Nigga,
we're only little tiny kids.
I haven't come to see a nigga, not the court, but I was going to open.
Oh, we came because there was a famous person there.
No, these are too sweet. Well, just something you just enjoy chewing.
I know what you mean. They are sweet, but you can't help liking them. They're a bit like tooth to.
Yeah.
What am I going to say? Yeah. We've been that co-op. It's a really weird thing when you think about it, the co-op. We used to go there when we were tiny little kids. And I can remember incidents that happened in there. Like one day we were sitting on, there's like a ledge there by the window. And the sometimes general used to make us go and sit down there while she was doing the shopping so we weren't getting under our feet and everything. And one day we were sitting there and she was paying and Lucy leaned back on the window like that and she got stung by a wasp on her back. It was on the window.
You sue them?
Oh, of course you don't sue them. They couldn't have a wasp being in there. And then, then we grew up and left home and all that. And then we've been in there with our kids when they were babies. And do you know what I mean? It's really funny. Something's been like that all those years and different generations have been going in there.
That's what one thing I like about UK, Sue. Continuation.
Yeah. Like, we've been going to the same doctors since we were kids and,
And... Sorry.
Dentists.
I want to touch you.
And the kids all, Lucy went to, I didn't go to the, that school, but Lucy went to that school, and then all our kids went there. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah, I'm going to clue in your oyster niggas, right?
Yeah.
You know, most companies in Nigeria that have been on for a very long time, they are closed now, see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And the main reason why they are closed, take a wild guess. One day the boss sits at a record saying, nigga, how do I make lots of money?
Yeah.
You just do something, get fraud, do fraud, and get a lot of money, and the company folds up.
Put it up to your ear because they might be able to hear you with all this noise. Mama, mama.
Hello, happy afternoon to you. Yeah, I don't know if I've come to the right department. I've got a blue Oyster card, I don't. Is it the right department? This happened last time, I was put in the wrong department as well. Alright, thank you.
Waiting 10 years now. I don't know how that happened with that table, because it's not light, this table. It's not like a lightweight thing.
Hello, happy evening to you, can you hear me? Calling as regards a refund, I got a message, an email from CFL saying on the 21st and on the 25th of last month, I had an incomplete journey. So I might be eligible for a refund. Yep. I hope you do it right this time. Thank you. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
What's the matter with these people?
Why are you in the salon? If something happened? Why are you at the apartment?
It's because that their option thing must be wrong. But then you got through to somebody and they still put you through to the wrong place.
The same thing just happened before. Why are you in there? That's quite nice. You spilled your drink and they gave you a new one for it.
Yeah, they know. That's nice. That's the sort of thing that makes you think you'll come back again. You see what I mean? Mm. They didn't start going like that, like some places might do. That make you feel like you're a nuisance, you know what I mean? I can't believe I nearly knocked it over a second. I didn't knock it over the first time. The table, something happened to the table and it just fell off the table. I don't even know how that happened. It just flew off the table.
I'm going to call the taxi because it's 16 past four now.
Okay. Okay, I've called a taxi now. I had terrible trouble starting Audiobo again to record. I always seem to have that problem when it interrupts. Oh, I interrupt it. Odie's still waiting for TfL to answer the phone. Here, Debbie.
Gotcha.
Must be. Do you want to take that? I have one more sip of my coffee. I can't take it in the cab. I can't take this in the cab. Oh, I don't want to. It's not got a lid on it.
Leave,
no, it's all right, leave it there.
That's
no, it's all right. You drink some. I've drunk more than a cup now because I think I know what happened with that table. It's wobbly. We've got everything.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks. We have paid everyone.
We haven't.
Yes, we have.
We don't pay.
We do.
We never do.
There's a fan. I felt it on that when you come in.
What is your fan?
Probably is. Did you cut the others off?
Hello? The taxi is here now. I'm just getting in now. I'm just getting in the taxi now.
Tell him you're in Cotman, Dean.
Yeah. No, I'm coming right now. I'm getting in already.
All right.
He's
going real. Oh, no, yeah. 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 Morning,
yeah? Yeah.
He was asking if you can't pick me up. I won. Hello.
Well, you can't because he's not insured to drive me, is he?
Yeah, so I asked him to just chill. I'm getting in already. He told me I was still ordering the taxis. Yeah, fair.
Yeah.
I'm going to rush it, though.
Where?
No, we know where we're going to, right?
Kilimanjaro.
Yeah, I was talking to my wife.
Oh,
no. So we're going through Russia, too.
Oops, my darling.
What's going on with this car?
Huh? No. You done it, darling?
Not in, yeah.
Stuff.
That's it, right?
You've got the milk and everything.
Yeah.
That's it. I've got my bags. I've got my phone. You've got your phone. You've got your iPad.
Yeah.
That's it, everything. Are we? Yeah, we're going down these things.
Yeah,
that's
it.
Where
do you have green hair there?
Green hair? Ever next. Who would want green hair?
It's a good hair. I saw one on the bus some days ago. I can't remember where I was going to. I think it was when I was going to Langley's.
What, green hair again?
Yeah, that was
good
for us.
Some
good as gold pink hair as well.
Oh, I know that, but I'm purple.
Yeah, I'm purple. You get to see yellow hair, right?
No. What about red? Proper red, not like as in red, natural red hair.
Yeah, seen red a lot of times.
What, like proper red?
Yeah, red. Like red, like red. And what I haven't seen is yellow.
As soon as I get enough for the chicken up.
So, you're not sure it'll take you more than an hour, right? Quite a full dough must have been already.
I've just got a bit more vegetables to do. I've done the potatoes, carrots.
Oh, so maybe by the time I'm coming home, I'll be ready. An hour and a half?
Probably not.
Why?
Because I like to cook the chicken first and take it out and let it cool before cutting it. And then put the potatoes and that in, do you see what I mean? I think the chicken probably takes about an hour and 40 minutes.
Yeah, well, the time is, why the chicken is still there, but I'm going on, right?
It can, but as long as you don't mind cutting up the chicken, because I don't like doing
it
when it's really hot.
I'll be ready, I'm not going to come, I can cut it and dish it and do whatever I should.
Because you're going to be very hungry, aren't you?
I am hungry, I haven't had anything all day.
We've just had crap, like scones and some Maltesers and espresso.
Days have gone cold, right?
Hmm?
Days have gone cold.
What's gone cold? The days?
Yeah.
Not as really cold as they do get, but...
Yeah, but they're not as warm as they
used to be. No, and especially once it gets to the evenings and the mornings.
The construction sites, from the beginning of my branch, if you're coming from the house area,
yeah,
to the left,
what are they doing? The road or what?
I did see they put something out some time ago saying you want something, if you have any say about the building as to because they're here and all that.
It's too late to do CSCS now. Too late to call them today, I mean.
Yeah, they called by 5 o'clock. If the internet were working, I could still reach them.
Do it tomorrow then.
Yeah, I'll do it tomorrow.
And what about if you had to cut the transport for London?
I cut the call, yeah, before getting the taxi, right?
Yeah. You'll probably still be waiting now.
Yeah, wait, that's it. So just wait now.
Is he?
Yeah. Hold up, let me just do the payment for you. My hand got sticky because of that Malteser. Anyway, that was all. I love the Malteser in there. Oh no.
You always see something, don't you? You sure you didn't put them in the bag?
Yeah, I think it might be in the bag. I have time to check now. I need to put everything in the house and then check it out there.
I'll put everything away anyway.
Yep.
There's not much to put away, it's only milk.
Oh, I found the Malteser in the bag.
I'll come out your side. You've got everything?
Yeah, you've got to come out, you've got to come.
I'll come out this side. It's just as easy. Well, it probably isn't, but... Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye,
thank you. Just a minute. What time is it? I don't think it's 4:30 yet.
It's only just.
Let's go away quickly.
I'm coming home. Coming home. Hello! No, don't try and tug a war with my bag. Hello! What? Ow, he just bit my hand then. Stop it. We're home.
We're home.
Oh, anyway, we're home now. I've weathered the storm of the onslaught of being attacked by the dogs. Obi's gone straight out for his driving lesson because the driver was already here when we got back. I've just put the chicken in the oven. It takes an hour and 25 minutes. And I'm going to give Niall his bone. So I'm just going to put the phone there. Obi got in two big marrow bones. I don't know if you can freeze one of them. I'm thinking about that because otherwise they don't last that long in the fridge. Bones have actually been frozen. I'm going to put one of them back. They're a little wrapped up, don't worry, they're not loose. This is a really big one. There's a bigger one and a smaller one. It's a great big marrow bone. There now, what's that? It's still partially frozen. I don't think it'll do any harm because people put frozen stuff in their dog's cons, so it'll soon defrost. I'm going to put the other one now in the freezer. I'll find a spare place for it, that is. Okay. I'll give you something, don't worry. I've put that bone in the freezer. The other one, it's getting a little... The door's got lots of little compartments in it, so it's in the top one, because there was a packet of pork and chilli sausages in there, but I've moved them and put them somewhere else. So now, he's licking the bone. Oh, I said I'll get something for Lammy. It's no good getting him bones. He couldn't even get his jaws around that. It's huge. It's really big. He couldn't even lift that. Oh, I didn't put some more milk I didn't put away. We didn't get much out. We got bread, milk, that's it. Get some milk. And the bones, of course. Now, Lammy, I'll give you some of your favourite whirlers. You can only have two, because that's what it says on the packet. No more than two a day. Mind your head. Come here, boy. I know you love these, don't you? And I'm going to break them in half so it seems like you're getting more. Okay. Mind your nose. Niall's in his bed with his bone. Right. Sit. Good boy. He knows to sit when I give him a treat. He can't hear me, but... He knows to sit, so I still tell him, and he still does it. Oh, I feel quite bloated now after all that coffee. I've had more than a cupful because I drank half of it when I knocked it on the floor, and then I drank more than half of it again. Okay, I'll sit it down now. Oh, here goes pink. There's no peace in this house, I'll tell you. Lamb... He hasn't finished that yet. Hold on, Pinky. Come here. Good boy. You'll have to wait a minute. There you go. I had a little bit of hair cut, just tiny little bit. Cut off the ends. I like to get the ends kept nice. so they don't get dry and split. But you wouldn't really notice, it's still down past my bra strap. Is it past my bra strap? Yeah, just about. Okay, let's let Pink out. Oh, one of Boo wants to go in. Oh, and she wants to come out. Pinky? Right, everybody, I'm going to pull my feet up for 5 minutes and I've got to prepare the rest of the vegetables. I've done some of it, but I've got to go and do the rest. So, and then I've got to go and do dialysis. Great stuff. Now, leave off. There's no more now. Pink! I think she's going upstairs. We won't see Niall for the rest of the day. I'll only give him a little bit of food tonight because there's quite a bit of meat on that bone, and then you've got the marrow inside. But it's going to take him, it'll take him about 3 days to get all the marrow out, but there's meat on the outside, so that's very nice for him. He hasn't had a new one in a while, so it's a special treat. And he's just licking it all off at the moment. Anyway, folks, I will speak to you soon. Hope you're all well and having a good day. Bye for now.